Okay, today is Daf Nun. Not Nun. Today is Daf Tzadik, I'm sorry. Today is Daf Tzadik of Masechet Shabbos. We're on Pei Tes on the base, second line from the bottom. So the Mishnah said that the shear of spices, Tavlin, is Kedei L'Tavel Beit Sakala, is the amount of spices to spice a small egg. Vuru Minhu. But that's a problem with that, right? Why is there a problem with that? Because in Masechtas Orla, we have a different thing, a different shear for Orla. Tavlin, Shnayim, V'Gimel, Shemos, if you have spices that have two or three different names. But Mimin Echad, but it's really the same min. It's the same species, it's the same thing. So they call it this, but... Or Mishlosha Minim, it's three different things, V'Shem Echad, and they call it one name. It's all called one thing, it's really three different variety. Asurin, all that is Asur from Arla, Umitztarfin ze in ze, and they combine to give you the shear of Arla. For Amar Chizkia, and Chizkia said, B'mine Mesikashanu, we're talking about things that make it sweet. Ho'el, V'ru'uyin, Lemetek, Kedera, because they're able to sweeten the dish. So you're not allowed to have Arla. What if the Arla is made out of spices? So there's a shear. So they can combine, all problems. And they make the pot good. Taima, the reason is the chazu lemetek, because it is fit to make the pot sweet. It's a kedera. Halav hachi, if not for that, lo, that would not be the case. Okay, so it's the kasha, right? Why does our Mishnah say that all spices combine, right? For hotzah, it contradicts what we said in Orla. Oh, it only combines if it's better, right? So the Gemara answers, Hachanami Chazal Lamatek. You're right. Here also, we meant to say that it combines for goodness, for sweetness, not when they cancel each other out. Okay. Next.
The value of salt and sugar doesn't count?
Correct. It might not count. The shear might not count, salt and sugar, because they're opposites.
The staple of Chinese cuisine.
Should salt and sugar together?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know. So, Klipe Agozim Uklipe Rimonim, the peels of nuts or the peels of pomegranates, Satis upua, these are certain kinds of dyes. Kidei litzboa beged cotton, the amount of dye to dye a small beged. Viraminhi, but however, we have a brisa that says, Hamoti samonim shiruyin, if somebody brings out soaked, somebody carries soaked dyes. Kidei litzboa behen dugma liira, the amount of dye that you need to make a sample for the loom, which is a much smaller shear. So which one is it? Itmar Allah, we already explained, Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabbi Avo, the Rav Nachman said, the name of Rabbi Avo, the Mishnah is talking about dyes that are not soaked. Right? Lefi she'ein adam toreach lishros saman l'tzpo ba dugma li'ira. Nobody will bother to carry out such a tiny shear. Rather, the shear is Litzoveya beged cotton. The brisa, on the other hand, is talking about where the dyes have been soaked. Where the dyes are soaked, the shear is for a to dye a sample for the loom. Meiraglayim, someone carries that meiraglayim urine. Tana, we learned meiraglayim ad ben mem yom. So there's a whole question. If you read the word ben, what's the difference? If you read the word ben mem yom, it means a baby who's 40 days old. If it's a baby who's 40, ad ben mem yom, up to 40, right, the baby is 40 days old, meaning it's the urine from a 40-day-old baby. If you take out the word ben, then it means urine that's sitting for 40 days. What's the difference? After 40 days, it's not worth anything. It doesn't have whatever urine is good for, fertilizer or acid, whatever it is, after 40 days that wears off. But if other, or the pshat is, it's a baby who's 40 days old. Why a 40 day old baby? For some reason, that's a very good urine, right? The doctor says, okay.
If you carry out nothing,
you're not chayv.
Even if it's a big thing, there's no value.
So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. It's really the next parak, which depending on when we finish, we might start today, we might not. Neser is some kind of soap. Tana, Neser Alexandronis,
the soap from Egypt, from Alexandria, below Netzer, on to Pantrin, but not from that place. Boris, what's Boris? Amar Yehuda, Zechol, sand. I, Vatanya, Boris Vachol, but we learned elsewhere, Sugizunt, but we learned elsewhere, Boris and Chol as two separate items. How could Boris be sand if Boris and sand are written next to each other? Ella, my Boris, what's Boris? Boris rather is Kavrisa, sulfur. I think that's sulfur, right? Does that mean sulfur? Mesve, but wait a minute. Regarding Hilchah Shemitah, it says, the following items you also can't tumble with in the ground. Hosif Yolein, Hachalvitzin. I don't know what these things mean. What's Chalvitzin?
So
who? What? What's it called? I just, there's no translation of these words. Thistles? Okay.
So thistles.
A weed. Vahala inun. What's inun? What's vahala inun?
Wormwood.
Vahaboris. Sulfur. Vahohol. And aloe. Now, v'isol kadaitach. If you think that that boris is kavrisa. Kavrisa mi isya b'shvias? Such a thing as a problem of sulfur and Shemitah? Why? Well, at Namba we learned, Zaklal, here's the rule. Kol sheyeshlo ikur yeshlo shviyas. Ein lo ikur ein lo shviyas. If it has roots, it's a Shemitah problem. If it doesn't have roots, it's not a Shemitah problem. Sulfur doesn't have roots. And rooted into the ground. That's a Shemitah problem. How can they add that on? Everything else here, whatever they are, they have roots. Weeds and wormwood, it's all... They're rooted into the ground. Shemitah problem. This can't be right. Ellie, you're right. My Boris. What is Boris? Rather, it's Ahalo. Aloe. Which I guess is some kind of cream. Or they make a cream out of it. It's some kind of herb. I vatanya va Boris va Ahalo. But aloe's also on the list. So how can it be? Gemara answers Trey Gavne Aloe. There are two types of aloe. Two types of aloe. Okay? Next. Kimulya. In the Mishnah, there was something called Kimulya, which we didn't, I don't know if we translated that yesterday. Amar of Yehuda, Shluf Dutz. How do they translate Shluf Dutz? They don't translate it. Because Rashi says, Lo Esparish. I don't know what that is. Avakash Shmo. That's what it's called. Right? Why does Rashi have to even say that? He has to go out of his way to tell you, I don't know what it is. Right? Because Rashi, when Rashi didn't know something, he said, I don't know. Right? Lo Esparish. I don't know what it is. But that's what it's called. Did the Arts will even give a translation? I think the Aruch might have said something. No, nothing? Okay.
Alkali,
okay. Ashlag, what's Ashlag? Amar Shmuel, Shaltinu Lechol Nachtub Meyama. I asked all the seafarers, right? But Amruli, Shonana Shmei. It's called Shonana. What is that? Doesn't say. Umishtakach binukva de marganisa. And it's found in the hole in the pearl. Umafkile baramsa de parzala. And you can retrieve it with an iron something? Iron instrument. Okay.
Why are they mentioning things? We don't know what they are. Why are they?
The Mishnah knew.
Oh, knew.
Yeah, the Mishnah knew.
We
don't know. Rashi didn't know. We don't know.
Amaran didn't know.
It seems like they did.
They weren't sure.
Because sometimes you have in the Gemara will say a word. What does that mean? Another word. What does that mean? That happens sometimes in the Gemara. Here it didn't happen. They said, what does it mean? Shoshana, Shmei. Okay, everyone nodded their head. Oh, I know what that is. We don't know what it is.
Go against all the seafarers.
Okay, so
he...
Right, so Shmuel lived 300 years, 200 years after the Mishnah. He didn't know what it was. Okay.
Maybe it was exactly.
I can give you English things written 200 years ago. You want to know what it says? I can give you Supreme Court cases from the early 1800s. You won't understand it.
You
won't understand the logic today. You won't understand the English. You won't understand it. It's written in such different English. It's only 200 years ago. It's not such a crazy, far-fetched thing. Okay. Palpelis kol shehu. Palpelis. Rashi says, Eino palpel shalono. It's not our peppers. It's a different thing. What it is, I don't know. It's not our. Rashi says, it's not ours. Gemara v'farish kol shehu l'may chazi. The Gemara will explain what all these are good for. It's funny. It's hard for me to say this, but like the next Mishnah, the next Perek, starts off saying that while all these shiurim were given, but there's a subjective element as well. So if you as a private person, a regular person, had a different chashivas, then it'll be a different shiur. That might, maybe should have been the first Mishnah. To say it's the other way around, it's subjective. You know? That it's subjective.
It's all based on subjective.
No, these are objective shiur. What's it good for? What's the shiur for urine? The amount for this. And what's the shiur for this? The amount to cook an egg. And what's the shiur for this? They're all objective shiurim based on chashivas. Right? Notice, we're going to say in the next Mishnah, in the next parak, food doesn't matter. There's no such thing as a subjective shiur when it comes to food. All food is objective. I like less than this, that your butt, it's called butla daita. Only by food we say that. Why? Because we'll see I'll get to it today.
It's not typically objective because usually
it's objective. It's an objective state. No, so how much matzah do you have to eat on Pesach? Halachah Moshe Mitzrayim. Right? How much chametz you're not allowed to eat on Pesach? Halachah Moshe Mitzrayim. It's all halachah Moshe Mitzrayim. Here, the halachah Moshe Mitzrayim is chashivas. So what is that? The halachah Moshe said, you Rabbanim, you figure it out. What's for this item? What's for that? What's for paper? What's for cloth? What's for wood? What's for pencils? You figure it out. The answer is chashivas. So that's each Mishnah. It's very boring. Each Mishnah, 10 items. What's the chashivas? What if you have a different chashivas? So we'll see. The next parak, then it's different. Okay? So next. Palpeles, kol shehu. Pepper, any amount. Itron. What's itron? Tar, kol shehu, any amount. Mine besamim. Spice. Mine mateches, metal, kolshein, any amount. Me'avne ha-mizbeach, some reason you have one of these, a stone from the mizbeach, or me'ofra ha-mizbeach, or for ash from the mizbeach. Mez mekak svarim, the worn out parts of a sefer. U'mekak matbechosehem, or the worn out part of a sefer cover. Kolshehu, all these are a kolshehu. Shematznien oso legonzon. Because you put these away to Sheamus, right? What? Well, it's chashav. It's chashav because you won't let it sit in the floor. You pick that up. So therefore, it has chashivas. And it looks right. You see a penny on the floor. You know, you ignore it. You see a sefer Torah, a little piece. You pick it up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Hamotzi Misham Sheavodah Zara Kol Shehu. Even a Kol Shehu of a Avodah Zara. What Shneamar? Can't leave lying. I got to destroy it. Can't leave it lying around. Ah, it's my idol. Can't do that. You have to pick it up. Any kol shehu, and there's no shear. There's no shear. Some things have no shear. Right. So that has chashivas because you have to destroy it. You can't leave it there. Palpeles kol shehu l'may chazi. What's a palpeles kol shehu good for? L'reach hapeh to give you some. It's like a mouthwash. Good breath. So any shear helps. Itron kolshu lamai chazi. What's it good for? Litzli chasa. It's good for litzli chasa.
A migraine.
Right. Somehow you smell it. You smell it and then the headache goes away. So any amount will help for that. Mine besavim kolshehein. Tanar abana. Hamotzi reach ra kolshehu. Right. If you carry out anything with a bad smell, any amount. Shemen tov kol shehu, a good smell, also any amount. Argamon, purple wool, kol shehu, any amount. Ubesulis havered, and a rose, achas is one. Midim ateches kol shehein, any metal.
What's reachra? What's that good for?
Reachra. To get rid of your reachra, maybe. Maybe, I don't know. You want to keep your mother-in-law away from you, so you get reachra. I don't know.
It's not,
what's it good for? It's a good question. What's it good for?
It's
the
harmful spirits.
Right.
There you go, your mother.
Yeah, they used to put it on kids. They used to put it on kids to keep the bad spirits away. Rashi says it. Rashi, Shema Anitzan Behen Chulin Vitinokos, they put on the sick people and the kids. Kigon Chiltis. Lavriach ma'alav mazikin, to keep the mazikin away. Now next, mateches, l'may chazi, what's it good for? Tanya Rav Shurim b'dalazor Omer, shekin roi lasos mimena darben cotton. I don't know what that means. What is a darben?
It's A what? It says ox goad.
Ox goad. You can make an ox goad out of it. Tana Rabbanan. Ha'omer, harei alai barzel. If someone says, I'm donating barzel to the Beis HaMikdash, we don't give it a man. I'm donating iron. How much you have to give? Shachem omer, lo yivchos me'am alam. You have to give at least an amma by amma. La'ab l'may chazi, what could you do with that? Omer of Yosef, l'kalya orev. You can make a spike out of it and put it on the roof so the ravens can't rest. Right? They didn't want the ravens resting on the Beis HaMikdash, so the roof was spiked so the ravens had nowhere to stop. Ikadamri, the other way around, it's the same thing. Achem omer lo yivchos Mikalia Orev. You can't give less than a Kalia Orev. Vakama, how much is that? Amr Yosef, Ama al Ama. An Ama by Ama.
Ama al Ama is
a
legitimate shear. I know you.
We
have
the white.
What's
this? Right. Nechoshet, iron. Right. Nechoshet is not iron, it's copper. Lo yivchos mi ma'a kesef. You have to give a little, at least a ma'a kesef. Tanya, Rebelezer Omer. Lo yivchos mi tsinura kitana shel nechoshet. You can't give less than a small pipe. A fork?
Yeah,
fork, yeah. Lamai chazi, what's it good for? Amar baya, shemachatitin ba es hapsilos. You can be busy with the wicks in the candelabra, or mekan chanan eros to clean out the candles. Mekak sfar, but mekak mat pachas. Amar vihuda, mekak de sifri. If it's a
worm that ate away a part of the sefer, it's called the word mekak.
Tavach deshiroi. If it's silk, where the worm went and ruined the silk, it's called a tachach. Ila the envy for grapes is called an ila. Upe the te'eno for te'enim it's called a peh. V'haha the rimoni for pomegranates is called a ha. Kulu sakanta. All of them are sakana if you eat them. They're all sakana.
The fruit, not the bugs.
The bugs.
Not the bugs, not the scrolls.
What?
Fruit,
what do you mean it's a sakana?
It's
a sakana to eat these bugs. Right? Talmudah, there was a Talmud to have a Yosef, he was sitting to Major of Yochanan, have a ka'achel te'eni, he was eating a date. Amar le Rebbe, kutzin yech b'te'enim. There's like bugs, there's, I don't know, something in there. Amar le kad le paladin, he's going to kill himself. He's going to die, he's going to have to give a din to this, what he's doing. He's damaging himself. Okay. Next. Hamotzi kupas rochlim. If somebody carries out a basket of spices, right? Afal pi shiyesh ba minin harbe. Even though there are a lot of different spices in there, ein achayev el achatas achat. You only chayev one chatas. It's tosos. Isn't that obvious? What kind of mission is this? But why? It's one hell of one period of unawareness. Right? Why should you be chayv more? So look at the Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. Tema. Demai kamashmalon. What's the chiddush over here? Pshita. It's obvious, no? Dafilu bahotzi v'chazer v'hotzi ain't a chayv alachat. Even if you carry the salt, and then you carry the pepper, and then you carry the oregano. Even do all that separately, only chayv one time. Why? I forgot a Shabbos today. Forgot. Even if you do it separately, you chayv only one. Ain't a chayv kamo b'kotzer v'chazer v'kotzer. I reaped, then I harvested, then I had lunch, then I harvested again. I forgot. Only chayv one for that. Koshkein b'bas achas. So for sure, if you carry the whole basket at one time, you only chayv one. Afilu of Yosef, and be the v'kotzer of Yosef. Dim chayv aliba derbe Eliezer b'kotzer v'chazer v'kotzer. Even Rabbi Yosef, in the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, increases. Beferek Amrulo, Bahotzi Achas, Pshita de Pater. Even him, who will agree that maybe actions, he has a unique Shita, unlike what we know, unlike our conventional, that actions can break up. Actions have the equivalent of a Yediyah, right? So if you do an action, you forgot a Shabbat, and then you took a nap, and then you still forgot a Shabbat, but now it's a different action, you'd be... But even he would agree, but here you carried it at one time. What's the chiddush? So, the question's a lot better than the answer. So, the tirutz Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam answers, Demairi kigon shenodulo al minzeh. Right? Vinishchaper. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, I totally forgot. You're not allowed to carry salt on Shabbos. Then an hour later, v'chazer v'nodulo al minachas. Oh, I didn't realize you're not allowed to carry oregano on Shabbos. So the awarenesses came at different times. Afilu hachi pater. Doesn't matter. He's still not going to be chayav more than one chatas. Why? It's all one thing. Does that make sense?
No, what's the Metzias exactly?
The Metzias is he carried a basket. In the basket are five spices. Then he remembers. Then someone tells him, you're not allowed to carry salt on Shabbos. I didn't know that. Then a half hour later, he's learning the Shabbos. I didn't know how to carry oregano on Shabbos. No, no, he put it down. But the awarenesses arose at different times. So I would have thought, Yechayev now, five chattas is, why? Because your awareness has happened five different times. Kamashma, it's considered Dover Echad. Why? Because you carried it at one shot. Does that make sense? It's a little, it makes sense. The cash is still better than the answer.
He did one action, he didn't continue to carry.
Right.
Maybe
even though the beperek hamatnia in the next perek, Tanya, we're going to learn v'im haya kli tzarechlo. If you need the kli, chayiv afal hakli, you chayiv on the kli also like a liquid. There's no way to carry a liquid if it's not in a kli. So you chayiv on the kli also. Umuki la Rav Ashi sheshagag bezeh ubazeh. I forgot about the kli, and I forgot about the things in the kli. No delo, and then you remember the chazar for no delo, and then you remember again on the kli. First, I forgot this, and then I reminded myself about the salt. It's hard to carry, so you can carry it in your hand. I carried milk, and then I carried the milk container also. Forgot about that one, right? Uve pulled to the other Yochanan of Rish Lakish, and there's a machlokus about that. Whether yidios machalkos dafka bekli veochlin shebesocho. That's only when there's a kli, and there's something inside the kli. Mechalkin yedios. Then the yedios make a difference. It's a machlokas about it, but then maybe we'll say such a thing. Avo ba'ochlin shebesoch ha'kli. But if there's ochlin in the kli, and there's never a yedia on separate things in the kli, then afilu kaparos ein mechalkin. So therefore, my answer is a good answer. My answer is a good answer, says Tosfos. Okay? That's the first answer. Viri matzah be Yerushalmi, the Ri has like this. Ilu hotzi vahotzi klum hu chayv al achas. What? The Yerushalmi asks Tosfos his question. What? Why you chayv once? Of course you chayv once. It's a question. Ilu hotzi vahotzi klum hu chayv el achas? You only chayv one time. Obvious, you only chayv one time. You can do it 100 times, you only chayv one time. Why? It's one period of unawareness. So what's the Mishnah teaching me? Lo nitzbricha el Rebbe Lazar. It's according to Rebbe Lazar. Shalot tomar minim harbe yasu kahalamos harbe. That don't say that minim harbe are like halamos harbe. I'm carrying five things. It's like I forgot five different things at different stages, and therefore I'm chayv each and every one. V'yichayv akol ha-chazachas. Kamash malan, the pirish. Sagadaitach, the minim achalkin. I would have thought that all the spices are different. Kidam Rabbi Yeshua, mitam choyin mechalkin. Rabbi Yeshua has a unique shita. He says, you're not like Chalev, right? You're not like Chalev, right? So what if in one period of unawareness, I eat Chalev, first I cook it, then I barbecue some, then I fry some, then I deep fry some. See, he holds Yechayev for each and every one of those. Why? Why am I Yechayev for each and every one? It's one period of unawareness. I thought it was kosher. Tam choyin means a plate or a pot. I cooked it in a different way, each one, that's like a different thing. It's like I ate chaylev, and then I ate a different thing. And then I ate a different thing. And then I ate a different thing. So I would have thought the same thing over here. I carried salt, and I carried oregano, and I carried basil, and I carried all these things. They're all different. They're not all kamash malan. The Mishnah says, no, it's only chayev one time. Okay? Okay. Yeah.
Because you didn't do anything.
Exactly.
That's not what happened.
He carried it all from point A to point B. He's sitting at point B at the table. And someone says, you know, you're not allowed to carry salt and sugar. Really? I didn't know that. And he thought maybe the other things he can carry. I don't know.
In my case, he'd be chayav before that. He takes out the salt. He needs to go. Oh, he can't take a regular. Take
correct.
Regular.
Maybe it would be a different case. Yes. Okay. Zarani gina. Seeds for garden seeds. Pachos miki grogris, less than a grogris. That's the shit. Rehud ben Maseira Omer, chamisha, five seeds. Zera kishuin, cucumber, kishuin's cucumbers?
Yeah.
Shtayim, two. Zera diluin, gourd, shnayim, two. Zera polamitri, two polamitri seeds, shnayim, it's two of them. Okay, now, here we go. Chagav chai tahar, alive tahar grasshopper, alive kosher grasshopper, kolshu, no matter how small the grasshopper is, as long as it's alive and as long as it's kosher. Mace, if it's a dead grasshopper, then kigrogris. The shear is a grogris. Tziporas krumim, if it's a tziporas krumim, how do they translate that word?
A type of locust.
It's a machlokus what this is. Some hold it's a bird. If it's a bird, it's extremely difficult to say it's a bird because they're going to eat it and it's not a kosher bird. Anyway, let's just say it's a type of grasshopper. Bein chaya, bein mesha, kol shehu. It doesn't matter if it's alive or dead. Why? Shematznian oso l'refuah. Because they use it for refuah. So it doesn't matter if it's alive or dead. It has value. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af hamotzi chagav chai tamei kol shehu. Even if it's not kosher. Even if it's not kosher, it's tamei. Even if it's not kosher, this year is a kolshu. Why? Because the kids will play with it. So even though it's not kosher, the kids will play with it, the year is any amount. Says Rashi, the last Rashi on the Mishnah. The Tanakama, mehai taima nami michayev lebechag of tohar. That's why the Tanakama said, I agree on a live grasshopper. Mihu atame polig. But on a non-kosher grasshopper, he argues. Why? We don't let kids play with non-kosher grasshoppers. Dilma achol leilach, maybe they'll eat it.
A live one?
No, they'll wait for it to die, they'll eat it. So that's why I don't let the kids play with non-kosher grasshoppers. They might come to eat them. The difference between kosher and non-kosher is so slight, the kids might not know. So therefore, there's a machlok, it's about the non-kosher grasshoppers. Can you hear that? You hear that?
No, they mean like to abuse. How do you this grasshopper? They play with it. What are they gonna do with it?
They're gonna play with it. I don't know.
They didn't have baseball.
They didn't have Lego.
No, I know that.
There's no pals without a grasshopper.
Now, one second. We're gonna get to the grasshoppers in a minute. Before we get to the grasshoppers, Vermini, Zevel. We learned elsewhere that fertilizer. V'chol, or hadak, or thin sand, k'dei lezabal kelach shel kruv. The shear is to fertilize one stalk, div Rabbi Akiva. V'rabbi Chacham om k'dei lezabal krisha, to fertilize a different kind of stalk. Anyway, how come our Mishnah said it's two seeds? Right? Is that what our Mishnah said? Yeah.
That's how much you need.
Right? What? Right, so why do we need two seeds? One seed should be enough. So the Gemara answers, Amar of Papa, Ha Dizriya. Over there it was already planted, so therefore the shear is smaller. Ha Dilo Zriya. Here it wasn't planted. Nobody takes that one seed. Unless it's already planted. Okay. Zera Kishuin. Tanar Rabbanan. Hamotzi Zera Garinin. If somebody carries out seeds, Im Lenatia, Shtayim. If it's for planting, two. Im Lachila. If you're going to eat them, like sunflower seeds or edible ones, kimolei pi chazir. It's the amount that fits into the mouth of a pig. V'kama molei pi chazir, how much is that? Achas, it's one. Im lahasik, if you're going to use it. If you're going to, a very small pig. If you're going to use it for firewood, kidil avashal betakala. The shear is to cook a small egg. Im lecheshbin. If you're going to use it to count, right, you're playing some game, and you want to count how many points you have, keep carrying out the seeds, because we're going to keep track. They did the same thing in those days, right? Shtayim. The shear is two. It's a very small game. One to two. One and two, right? Acherim omrim chamesh. The acherim say five. Okay. Tanar Rabbanan. Hamotzi shnei nimen mizanav hasutz. If someone carries out two horse hairs, umezeg, umizanav hapara, or from the tail of a cow, chayiv yichayiv. Shematznian also linishbin, because they make traps out of these hairs. They're strong hairs, they make traps out of them. Makshe shel chazir, a hard hair of a pig, achas one. Ture dekel, the leaves of a dekel tree, shtayim is two. Ture dekel is, Rashi says, is achas, it's one by the way. Rashi says, dakin mitzuri, it's the thin part of in between the dekel branches. It grows around the dekel tree. It's some kind of vine or something, or some kind of a weed, ivory, that grows around the dekel tree. Says Rashi, I don't know what to do with that. Again, I don't know what it's for, but it's a Gemara, so I'll tell you what it is, but I don't know what to do with it.
Gemara gives the use for another thing, doesn't give the use here.
Interesting. Okay, next. Tziporos krum ben chayel etz kolshu. Listen to this Gemara. My tziporos krum, what is that? So we said it's a grasshopper. Some kind of grasshopper. Amarav pilei biari. Some kind of grasshopper. Amar baya. Umishtakach bedikla. You can find it in the Dekel tree. Dechad navara. In one, what's Chad Navara?
No, wound about with a single vine.
In a single vine, va'avdi lechukma, and you use it for knowledge. Achele lepalga, eat half of it, the yamina, eat the right half. Upalga the smola, and the left half, romile biguvsa denachsha, put it in a metal container, v'chazin lebeshitin gushbanki, and seal it with 60 seals. Rashi says 60 is lav dafka. Just make sure it's not going to escape. It's dead anyway, but make sure it's firm. V'talile ba'ivra desmolet, and hang it from your left hand. V'simanach, the simon is, lev chacham liyamino, v'lev ksil mismolo. Right, the chacham's on the right side. Knowledge on the right side. V'chacham kama deboy, and get as smart as you want. V'gamar kama deboy, and learn as much as you want. Then v'achile, and then eat it. Eat the other half. If you don't do that, you're going to forget everything.
You can't have the right half?
No, the left half. The right half you ate already. Then hang on to the left half for a while until all the knowledge comes into you, like the segula is going to work, and then eat the left half.
How much is that?
Easy just to put on your pillow?
What?
Okay. How much knowledge would that mean? It's been your whole life.
Do I know what this means? I don't know what this means.
How do you know which is the right and which is the left?
No, why not? It's right or facing you? I don't know.
It's right.
No, it's right. It's right side. Yeah, you guys some questions on this? Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda said like this. You're not even allowed to carry a non-kosher grasshopper that's alive. Because the kids might come to, because they're going to play with it, and they might come to eat it. Tanakama, I'm sorry. Rabbi Yehuda said they're not allowed to carry a live non-kosher grasshopper because the kids play with it. Tanakama said, no, they might come to eat it. I don't want that. So Tanakama suffer, lo my taima. Dilma achale. Maybe the kids will eat it. Says Rashi, Dilma achil. Listen to this, Rashi. Afilu lamanda amar, katan ochel nevelos, ein bezin motzin matzavin olav lafrisho. If you see a child eating non-kosher, you have no obligation to stop that child. This might be a different halacha if you're the father. You're the father. You're someone else. So you don't have any chinuch on someone else's son. Is that your problem? And it's only chinuch. Minator is not even chayit. You don't have to say anything. Again, if you're the father, it might be different. If you're the father. Anyway, but modahu delo yahavino le biyadayim. You can't give it to him biyadayim. You can't give it to him. You can't give him the McDonald's. Just if you see him eating it, you don't have to say anything. You can't give it to him. Tanya lo sa'achilum, lo sa'achilum lehazak dol ma'aktanim. That just can't do. Says the Magen Avraham. You see from here that it doesn't mean you're spoon feeding it. That's not what it means. You can't put them in a position where they're going to be over. You don't have to mamish spoon feed it, put the food in his mouth. No. You can't even give him the food. You can't even give him something that can be made into food. It's a grasshopper. It's a live grasshopper. You can't even give him that. Says the Tanakhama. You can't even give him a live grasshopper. Who eats live? No, you have to wait for it to die. Even that you can't do. Ihachi. What? What? Exactly. Therefore you can't do it. Ihachi taranami. Then a live one also should be a problem. Why? It's kosher. It's kosher. The Har of Kahana, Havi Koim Kameh the Rav. Rav Kahana was sitting by Rav. The Havi Kama Aver Shushiva Apume. He put a grasshopper in his mouth. A kosher one. Amalei, Shakle, what are you doing? The Lo Lemru Mechal Ka'achalei. You want to eat that? The Ka'aver Mishon Baltashaksu is not Shosechim. You're going to be over on Baltashaksu. That means because he's eating it at one time, that's disgusting. Right?
How should he eat one sushi?
What?
How should you eat a grasshopper?
We're going to see in a minute, but whatever Kahana did was wrong. Right? What? What did you say?
Maybe he's eating it while it's alive. He's eating it while it's alive. He's not even waiting for it to die. That's what it means, eating it. He's eating it at one time. While it's alive, he's eating it. Tamar Sagin. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. It's just not the Shach. It's disgusting.
Which part of it?
Yeah.
He says, although the verse speaks explicitly about not, of not constructing, it's found as well to teach that one must refrain from anything considered by most people to be the
Shach. Correct. That's the gather, Baal Teshachtu. Baal Teshachtu means, Baal Teshachtu. What?
You should do something disgusting.
Correct. Baal Teshachtu means, think, but the gather of Baal Teshachtu is only in public. I get this halacha yomi from Rav Malamed from the Panini Halacha. Just yesterday, not yesterday, 2 days ago, it was Friday, whatever, the whole thing was about the shaktu. And he says there are things you do in private that are not about the shaktu. Some bodily grooming. You can't do that in public. Pick your nose in public and all these kind of things. In private, you can do that. It's not a problem in private. But only issues in public. Right? It's things that rove people get turned off with in public. You can't do that. In private, you can do whatever you want. It's not a vira, it's not isser. The isser is that people get turned off by the way you behave. It's only in public. So you want to do this in private? Eat like this? You could. The only thing is in public. So Ella, let's just finish. Ella Dilma Mayis. Now the problem is anybody died, but Achal will eat it. Rabbi Yehuda. So why is Rabbi Yehuda Choshesh? Maybe the kids will eat it. Because E Mayis cotton mifsad safid lahu. If the grasshopper dies, they will give it a hespid. They will bury it. That's how kids are. They don't eat it. They don't eat their toys. They will give it a whole full, you know, full eight-gun salute funeral. Therefore, they're not going to come to eat it. Therefore, they can give it to them to play. Because if it does die, they won't eat it. So it's a machlokes. And what will happen if the grasshopper dies? Tanakhama says they will not eat it. Therefore, they can play with it. Therefore, you can't carry it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I don't let them have it because they might eat it. Okay? Now, just interesting, there's a stechemet, which is very interesting. So a few points over here. The stechemet says, sometimes, now the Torah says, by the way, the Torah says, al tishaksu. Don't do something disgusting. The Gemara says, you're going to be over on bal tishaksu. Right? The Torah says, lo yiro'e lecha chametz, and we call it bal yiro'. Why did that happen? How did that happen? Why did the Aleph change to a base? It doesn't mean you're a Baal, like a Baal tefillah. That's not what it means. What's Beis Lamed? So the Steich Emed was wondering, like, how did this happen? Al Teshaksu became Baal Teshaksu. How'd that happen? Doesn't really answer it. No, it's not Baal. When you're a Baal tefillah, that means you're the Baal, you're the owner of the tefillah. That's not what this means. Huh? That's not this, exactly. This is Beis Lamed. So how'd that happen? You'd be over on Baal Teshaksu. We did Baal Yirah, Baal Yimata. You have it all the time. Right? Interesting. Okay. Let's do the tosses of Dilma, Lemru, Mechel. Omer Rashba says, Mashma Mikan, you see from here, the Chag of Tahor, that a kosher grasshopper, ain't tun shchita, does not require shchita. Midelo ka Omar, it didn't say over here, Delo Lemru ka Achale, below shchita. He didn't say, how could you eat that without shchita? That's not what he said. What he said was, that's really gross. Right? That's what he told Rav Kahn. But Shechita, he didn't say a word. V'od, v'tanakar makar v'samach, v'chag av chai tameh, dilma ma'iz v'acholei. Right? Maybe that if it's a dead one, you might, if it's non-kosher, you might come to eat it when it dies. U'batar lo chayish. But if it's live, there was no such chashash. V'hayinu mishum, the mutter below Shechita. Because you're allowed to eat a grasshopper without Shechita. By the way, you're allowed to eat fish also without Shechita. Right? U'betosefta de mesechtes trumos tanya, ochel adam chagavim, you're allowed to eat grasshoppers, bein chayin, bein shchutin, whether they're alive or dead, afal gav de osur lechol chay mishum bal tashaksu, however it's bal tashaksu to do that when it's alive, mikal makom, mutter lachtok menu evil, ul ochlo, ayadei rechitza. Right? Rashi should often eat it. No, even min achay.
You shouldn't do it.
You mutter out of return in terms of hilchot kashrus. That's mutter. That's why I said there's no baal teshaksu in your own home. You can do any bodily grooming and anything you want in your own home. You ought to do that. Just in public, it's a little bit of a turnoff to sit there and scratch yourself in certain places. In private, you can do that. So you can eat this grasshopper however you want in private. There's no shechita problems. There's no kashrus problems. Baal teshaksu, so when you're in public, you don't behave that way. There's no issue of every minhag like Mati said. No issue. V'Rashi heviu be'elu chevers. Rashi says like this. How do you know that? How do you know there's no shechita by grasshoppers? It doesn't say in the Torah anywhere you can eat grasshoppers without shechita. How do you know that? Says Rashi, midichsiv v'yeskol nefesh achaya haromeses b'mayim elu hadogim, that's fish, v'yeskol nefesh hashoretes elu hachagavim, and you're allowed to eat grasshoppers, midichsiv chagavim achar dogim, since the chagavim are written after the fish, mashma de'ein te'un and shechita kidogim, they're just like fish. V'afilu of havi patrin and lay. I would have patterned of also birds from shechita. It's not for a different limud. I would have done it. It's not for a different limud. Okay? The Rambam, that interestingly enough, the Rambam, page Kuf Ayin Tes, the Rambam has an entirely different makar, how you know grasshoppers are mutter without shechita. And he says, he learns it out, because it says by the slav, Hatzon v'habakar yishchot lohem. The tzon and bakar yishachecht. That's called the gei hayam ya'aseif lohem. Ya'aseif means you can just gather them up.
What about grasshoppers?
So the Rambam found a pasuk in Yeshaya, paraglama gimel, pasuk dal, that says, oseif hachasil. You gather the grasshoppers. So the Rambam made a connection. Just like fish are gathered, so too grasshoppers can be gathered. That pasuk in Yeshaya has nothing to do with eating. The pasuk in Bamidbar has to do with eating. The Torah said the bakar and tzon you have to have shecht, and the fish you can gather, and then grasshoppers also. So what exactly is the root of that machlokes? I don't know. Rashi learns it out from the fish and grasshoppers are separate, right? Okay. By the way. There's an interesting Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that if you shecht a grasshopper for Avodah Zarah, you're chayiv for being over to Avodah Zarah. Ah, there's no shechita by grasshoppers. That's true. But there's a maisa that you could do something that resembles. There's no simonim by grasshoppers, but there's a maisa of shechita. And if you do that, you're going to.
What's the maisa of shechita? It's the same thing by a fish. What's the maisa of shechita?
So if you take a fish and you slice open the head at the neck area, and you do that low with Avodah Zarah, we're gonna haul you into bezin for that. You can't say, well, there's no shechita by fish. It's such a lamdan.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you take a shpud or a thing and stick it through, you say it's imakadishit.
Right.
As if it's shechita. So it's anything that.
Right. I hear you. It's a fascinating machlokas, Rashi Rambam. What is the makor? Where does it come from? All right, so we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow with the new perek. Everybody have a very good day and have a happy new year.